Set in the heart of Dublin City, Trinity College is Ireland's oldest university, founded in 1592 by Queen Elizabeth I. The main campus is surrounded on all sides by busy Dublin streets, but as you walk into the campus, the noise drops, there's lots of open green space, and for a moment you can forget the bustle of the city outside. Most of the green space on the campus is made up of well-tended lawns and flower beds, and although many of the plants are not native, they do host a range of native animals, such as birds, mammals, insects, and other invertebrates. Seagulls are frequently seen stamping their feet on the rugby pitch, encouraging worms to come to the surface for their breakfast. Bumblebees can be seen buzzing around the many flowering shrubs, drinking nectar and collecting pollen. Nighttime brings out different species of bats, with the resident family of foxes often seen at dusk. The trees of Trinity College are an eclectic mix of species from around the world. Most are deciduous, with their leaf colour mirroring the changing seasons through the year. Some of these trees are very old. The London Plains, by the edge of the rugby pitch, are more than 175 years old, and may even live another 100 years. A book on the trees of Trinity College, which includes short walking circuits and descriptions of the trees, is available from the library shop. At the front of the college, just inside the college walls, hidden behind Front Square, is a small area which is managed specifically to encourage urban wildlife. A small urban wetland was created in 2011, and the area is used by students from botany and zoology carrying out small biodiversity projects. At the east end of the main campus is the Physic Garden. This was planted to celebrate the tercentenaries of the first posts in botany, chemistry and medicine, which were all established in 1711. The original Physic Garden was established on campus in 1687 as a source of medicinal plants for medical students, and was the origin of the Trinity College Botanic Gardens, now located at Trinity Hall in Dartry. Here, plant collections are used for both teaching and research purposes. The new garden is home to 70 plants of ancient and contemporary medical relevance. A book giving details of all these plants is available from the library shop. Trinity College is also home to the Trinity Centre for Biodiversity Research. This centre, launched by Sir David Attenborough in 2008, brings together researchers from different disciplines across college whose research is on or relates to biodiversity. So why is this important? Well, research into what causes biodiversity loss, how we can prevent it, and how we can sustainably exploit biodiversity is key to human well-being, in economic terms, for our health, and for our very existence. We rely on biodiversity and natural ecological processes for the very air we breathe and the food we eat. These natural processes, so-called ecosystem services, are provided by other living creatures. They include the provision of fresh water, oxygen, food, fibre and medicines, soil formation and maintenance, pollination of crops, the filtration of pollutants from the air, land and water, and protection from natural disasters such as flooding. Hence, other living creatures, the planet's biodiversity, are fundamental to human well-being and sustainable development. Ironically, despite being critical to human well-being, it is human behaviour which is causing biodiversity loss at an ever-accelerating rate. The Trinity Centre for Biodiversity Research's mission is to deliver excellence in biodiversity research and knowledge for education. Ultimately, this research will be crucial for the development of national, European and international policy and strategy recommendations to ensure global environmental sustainability. One of the aims of the research centre is to increase awareness of biodiversity and its importance, which is why this audio tour was developed in the first place.